Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pony Development Sync for September 27th, 2017. I'm Sean Allen. I'm back. I wasn't here last week, but Matthias was, and he had my favorite intro for any of these ever. So if you didn't listen to last week's, you should go back and listen to it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was great. And we also have Joe today, so we got a light group. So we start with issues on the Pony repo, Joe?
Sure.
All right. So looks like we have. Did you guys discuss 2237 last time? The tuple message send causes seg fault.
No, I'm afraid we didn't. So we restarted, but wait. I think it was Benoit who said he was looking at it. Yes. So yes, either Benoit or Joe, but I think it was Benoit.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't me in this case.
Okay, so I assigned Benoit to that. Then in that case, we only have the one other issue. It's 2249, compiler assertion error, FizzBuzz code in tutorial. I believe this is in
yeah, we can add.
Of course it's in case functions.
Yes, and it was broken since 070.
This does not surprise me. We've had those conversations in the past about whether we want to keep case functions in. I believe that the decision we came to, Joe, was we were gonna get exhaustive matching and see if they became useful with that, and then if they still went unused, we were gonna consider yanking them. So I guess I should try playing around with them probably. Because we do have the exhaustive match now. So would that help with the case functions? Out of curiosity.
So the issue is actually just in merging the doc strings. So I think it only hits when, as in the example, we have strings. As return type, which are interpreted as so the fix is pretty simple just for this error, but on a more general thought, pulling them out as you said might be an option. So I can definitely go ahead and fix this one and add some more tests to see this performs. So if that's wanted.
Yeah, that would be great if you want to take it. I'll put you on as an assignee.
Yes.
Assignee.
And I add bug in progress.
So Joe, when you did the exhaustive match, should that apply to case functions now as well, right? Like if I was matching on like, never mind. I'm too tired to ask this question right now. I just realized that I need to stick today to really straightforward. Just say, hey, let's look at this issue, and then I'm gonna be quiet because I'm a very tired camper.
I was remembering while you were talking, I was remembering that we had some discussion related to this. I thought there was some kind of snafu with case methods. I don't remember whether it was resolved or not, but I looked it up, and we have an open issue ticket, saying, that it's issue 1893 for anyone who wants to follow along. There's some discussion here about like, case methods are not useful in their current form, even in the context of exhaustive match. And in fact, it's difficult to get exhaustive match with case methods for the reasons I described in the title. Sylvan had a comment complaining that they're not very strictly typed, which creates issues. Benoit his first comment on this thread, or I guess his second comment on this thread, page or two down, in the second half of his long comment, he gave an example of semantics about like how we might want to actually handle exhaustive match in a better way. And basically, I think it amounts to, rather than trying to treat them as syntax sugar, where we try to collapse it into a single function, the idea would be that they're kind of carried with the compiler. They're carried all the way through the compiler, and the compiler chooses the appropriate actual function to invoke based on the call site.
I think that's a really good idea.
So there's, you know, he and I went back and forth a little bit with some design considerations in that thread. And so that issue 1893 is a good one to look at for somebody who's interested on where this is at. Benoit has this currently assigned to himself. I think he's kind of thinking about it in the context of some of the other concerns, but this would be a major refactor, I think, to how functions work in the compiler. So I don't know. It may be something to consider more along the lines of something to do in the Pony CC compiler instead. I don't know. That's just something that comes to mind for me.
Would you be supportive of removing the case function documentation from the tutorial? I don't feel like this is a ready for prime time feature at this point. If we did this, it would, but right now, I mean, I think it's a half baked feature at best, and we really shouldn't be pushing it in the tutorial.
Yeah, so my one concern about that, like, I agree that we should not be encouraging people to use it. Maybe it should be considered deprecated. I worry about removing it from the tutorial because if you don't know that case functions exist, then it can cause subtle bugs that you don't understand. If you basically, in a case where you accidentally, you know, redefine a function with the same name, you know, I think that often gets silently collapsed mm-hmm. into a case function, unless the signatures, you know, aren't compatible enough to make one. Which is another argument, honestly, against having them, I think, in general, because it's a kind of a subtle bug kind of thing that Pony, in general, tries to avoid, where, you know, oh, whoops, I redefined this, but now it got silently turned into a match instead. So...
You mean
out of the tutorial, because I think if people don't know they're there, then you can kind of get bitten by it more easily.
Do you mean you aren't in favor of case methods in general, or just the current implementation?
Mainly the current implementation. I mean, I had some more organized thoughts in this thread when I was thinking about it more in a more focused way, that are in that issue ticket 1893, but. You know, I would kind of be in favor of removing, maybe doing like a poll of the user base and see, is anybody really attached to this, and then removing it as a feature. I mean, I guess I could just go through the RFC process and do the poll that way. But,
yeah, I would like to see like legitimately good case methods in the language. Like I could see myself using them a lot, but the ones that's there, I think at best it's a bug creation one. So I would be open to creating an RFC to remove case methods as they currently exist. And then we could do a new implementation of case methods at some point in the future.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea. I mean, because it's not like we want to go, even if we had everything we needed to do a new implementation right now, it's not going to work the same as the old implementation, so it's possible that it's going to break people's code anyway.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't gain anything by waiting until we have the new implementation. I think we should just, like, you do an RFC to remove it, see if anybody makes a fuss, like, oh, this feature means a lot to me. and then, you know, if they do, you know, figure out, like, is it an acceptable impact? Can we help you refactor, like, that sort of thing?
So for a quick win, it might also be possible to mark them as an experimental or dangerous feature in the tutorial.
I would just rather kill them off than remove them.
Yeah,
as a short-term thing, I think they're... I can't imagine anybody would object to them being pulled because I don't think they work well enough for anybody to be using them.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Woo! So yes, we can fix that for now, and then I'll open that RFC probably in a couple of weeks. I'm exhausted and I'm going on vacation on Saturday. I don't want to think about anything past that right now, but I know don't want to do this now. So PRs, looks like we have one PR to go over. This is 2251. This is the remove implicit fall through to fix GCC 7.2, which seems like a rather admirable thing to do. I meant to look at this before we started, but I didn't have the chance. So let's go look at array.c. And where is this exactly? It's 153. This looks completely reasonable for these to return from these. There's nothing when I'm looking at this, Joe, that nothing else that would be executed. I mean, the default that's down at the bottom of this is a break. So, and it's, let's see, it's a TK nominal. This is at the end of TK nominal, which TK nominal wouldn't match any of these others, right? TK arrow, TK type def param ref, TK union type, and TK isec type, right?
Sorry, which issue you're looking at? I was typing on the last issue.
Oh, sorry, 2251.
Okay.
I'm looking at the first change right now, which is the one to add a return at line 153.
Uh-huh. That was absolutely this is a bug and it's my fault. So yeah.
And then in find possible iterator element types, That also looks like that's a reasonable change to make.
Yeah, they're both bugs. I did not see this PR come in, but yeah, this is a clear fix, and I appreciate somebody cleaning up my mess.
I
appreciate GCC forcing them to as well.
I'm gonna add a fixed on this so that it goes into the change log so that if anybody happened to have had a problem previously with 7.2, they would know it's fixed.
Yeah, right. I will make the title before you merge. I'll make the title a little bit more
okay
change log worthy real quick.
You want to do that now?
Yeah.
Okay, and then you can rebase it.
Yeah. I'll just merge it when I'm.
Yep. Yeah. Alrighty. Did we have anything on the tutorial for? No, no open PRs over there anymore.
But there is one issue that's still marked as needs discussion during sync. It's 190.
100. It's on. On the tutorial repo.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
I had forgotten all about that. Yes, no that's problems. That's a great one to discuss.
Yes. So, my thoughts were like, it seems like adding a chapter on collections seems like collections. Every language has collections, but which exactly exists in Pony and stuff would be actually a very usable chapter for newcomers, I guess. So there's actually also at least one guy who like wants to who spent half an hour to see how he could use map. And like spending some sentences on arrays, list sets, persistent collections and stuff.
What?
So any I would take this one. Is there any veto or anything, any thought on how this should be?
Well, Joe, your thoughts, because I know we've talked about this in the past for whether stuff like this belongs in the tutorial or somewhere else. Your thoughts on whether this is something that goes in the tutorial?
Yeah, I think I'm not opposed to putting it in there. You know, we don't really have a clear distinction between like a language reference and in other things. I mean, I think there is like kind of a sort of a purist argument for saying that like, oh well, refer to, you know, if it's in a package, then refer to the documentation for that package, and the tutorial should only serve to introduce you to the language itself. But you know, I think that you know, collections is a little bit of a fuzzy area because collections are kind of like fundamental enough that you know, I'm not opposed to having them in there, and I think it can be useful to people.
I'm willing to give up my objection to this going into the tutorial on one small ground. That is that the documentation for all of the collections classes, right, the doc strings and everything, should be at least as good as what's in the tutorial. I shouldn't have to go to the tutorial in order to learn how to use this, like because the documentation is lacking in the doc strings. So if there's information that we consider important enough to go in the tutorial, like if for example, I don't know if map is type stuff is missing overall from like the top level of collections or anything, or the collections package needs a top level like explanation of how you use the different things and whatnot. I would want to see that in the documentation as well, not just in the tutorial.
Yeah, I think you make a good point. And maybe to that end, maybe that frames, you know, what the tutorial should be like. Maybe the best place to start is really work on improving the doc strings for the collections package and for the types in the collections package, as well as like the persistent collections. And then maybe just have a space in the tutorial for getting you pointed in the right direction to just so that you know, like for example, because you otherwise might not know that you have a choice between a map and a persistent map. And you may not know that both exist and it may be important to you to kind of like get introduced to, okay, these things exist. Here's like a basic example of when you might use it, and you know, go here to the docs for this package for detailed information.
So maybe that's not even then what's in the tutorial is not just to collections, but it's like, here's a guided tour of the standard library, right? These are the things that are there in the standard library for you to find. We make sure that the documentation, all the doc strings are top quality and answer any of the questions that people would have, like knowing that they probably want to use map is, all of the rest of that, et cetera. Yeah?
Yeah, I think that's a good point.
Okay.
All right. I'm down with that. You want to update the issue to reflect that, Matthias, and then
you can
dive in on it. Woo!
Yes.
So I'm going to say, if there's information missing from the collections doc strings, I think I'm the one who wrote a lot of those doc strings when I was first learning Pony, and I was learning Pony by adding documentation to the classes, which meant that I had to learn how the classes worked. So probably anything that's an oversight in there is either something where I knew it well enough at that point that it didn't occur to me to put it in, or I didn't understand it yet at that point when I was like 3 or 4 months into learning Pony. Both of those are equally possible for a lot of things. Alright. Wait. Okay, I took the needs discussion off of that. Oh, look at all of these things. If there's anybody listening who wants to help out with stuff and whatnot, we have a lot of issues on the tutorial, which could certainly use some love, and it's a great way to contribute to an open source project. And even if you don't know a ton about Pony, learning enough in order to be able to add documentation on something, it really is a great way to go about learning a programming language. I'd never tried it before I started learning Pony, but having to write documentation on features was a great way to learn stuff. I started with my dive through a Pony Echo Server blog post ages ago when I did that, and I was like, okay, I'm going to explain how everything works all the way down to the event system, and it was certainly a great way to learn. So that could be great here for folks. Joe, Matthias, does either of you have anything to discuss?
Just a very small thing that occurred on IRC one of those days is someone was having problems with writing a function, I guess, for multiple numeric types. And there also is a, like, and the solution is, like, always to use real. For example, in this example, it was a real. In intersection of real and the concrete types, like I32 and F42. Mm-hmm. And like, I thought maybe it's a good point to add this to the, it's good enough, like it occurred often enough to put something like this in the pattern, Pony patterns.
Yeah, I think either a pattern or as a thing in the FAQ. For those, Joe, you were the one who helped solve that. What are your thoughts on that? I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we need more. Let's see. I think this mainly comes up when using type parameters, and I think in general, like, we do need more material, like guiding material around generics and type parameters. So I think adding a Pony pattern for this does sound good in terms of, like, just making sure that you are, well, yeah, making sure that you're constraining by a trait that lets you construct. This also comes into play when somebody wants to do a trait for a primitive that they use as a type parameter. They generally expect just to be able to, like, reference the type parameter and you know, have it implicitly called .create from within the body. But that can't happen unless you constrain the type parameter to have a constructor. So there's some bleed over between these two issues, and they do come up significantly in IRC when people have questions. And it comes up, you know, for me too, just like kind of working through problems and figuring out what I need to do next. So yeah, I mean, it kind of seems like maybe too long form to go in a frequently asked question. So I agree that a pony pattern might make more sense.
Okay. That seems.
Will do. Okay, thank you. I will take that one.
Sounds good. Joe, you got anything?
No, not particularly. I'm still trying to work through, I know on a personal end, I'm still trying to find the time to work through a few of the issues that Matthias found that relate, some of them relate to the new array inference stuff. Some of them are a little bit older, but got kind of triggered by that. And some of them are blocking me as well. Like he ran into issues that are also I ran into working on Pony CC. So I'm trying to find time to work through and get those bug tickets cleared out. But just a lot going on personally at this time, so a little bit behind, unfortunately. Quick little update on that.
Well, I guess I have one update for the folks who don't follow along with the Twitter or the mailing list or IRC. We at Wallaloo Labs officially open sourced our fast elastic data processing engine Wallaroo today. It's almost entirely written in Pony, so it's a real world Pony code base with all of the warts and engineering trade-offs and whatnot that you would expect from that, available for people to check out and learn things to do from it, and probably also things that you shouldn't do that we do anyway. So hopefully people get a chance to check it out. If you go to wallaloolabs.com, you'll eventually end up someplace where you can check out the code. There's links from there to the GitHub page and the blog announcing it and all sorts of fun stuff. So, yep. That's my one little bit of news. Hi, Theo.
Hey there.
You got anything?
Not at this point, no.
All right, then. I guess we are. I guess we're done for today. A half hour early, which, given how tired I am, does not bother me at all. Alrighty.
Okay then.
All right. Thanks for coming, everyone, and I'll see you in 2 weeks because I'm not around next week. So we'll figure out who's going to be me for the purpose of this meeting and posting stuff and everything next week. All right. Okay. Talk to you later.